Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth in beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on the show are not paying to be here because you deserve to be informed. We can ask them the questions so you can make the best decisions for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber Milton. Today, my fabulous co-host and friend of the show is Rosemarie Swift. She is the founder of RMS Beauty, a fabulous makeup artist, and has some exciting new products here that we're going to be talking all about. But before we get into that, how are you doing, Rosemarie?
Oh, I'm very good. Thanks, Amber. Thanks for having me again. I love this.
It is so much fun to have you on. I feel like you are just such a wealth of knowledge, but also just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, you have to be. I was working with all those young models for years and years and years. And if you're not fun, if you turn into some little old lady, you know, walking around with your makeup bag all hunched over, they're not going to want to hang out with you. So you got to be energetic and on the ball and funny for those girls. So, yeah.
Am I allowed to say who the girls are, just in case people don't know?
Oh, yeah. Like Giselle, Miranda Kerr, Adriana Lima. I've worked with all of them right across the gamut, including some of the older ones like Stephanie Seymour back in the day and Yasmine Gurry. Oh, my God. I love her. You know, I mean, and Karen Mulder and tons of them. I've been around a long time. I'm obviously older.
Wiser, better. Yeah. There are things, you know, we can only get with age, right? So there's a certain amount of confidence and self-worth.
Yes.
You know, the ability, like I finally learned, like it's equally as powerful to say no graciously as it is to say yes to something that you don't want to do. And oftentimes the person on the receiving end of that no appreciates it just even more, right?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
But things like that you can't learn. But yes, you have worked with some of the most beautiful women in the world. And, you know, I've been backstage at those Victoria's Secret fashion shows. Those women, I once posted, I was like, don't worry, folks, they're actually aliens because nobody human could be this. But they are stunning inside and out.
It's so funny. I used to always say that they're freaks of nature. They're so perfect. And I'll say that even their armpits are perfect and their feet are perfect, you know, top that.
You know, the thing that always surprised me, though, they're very lovely women. Oh, yeah. Like they really are. You know, I never saw, and granted, now I was impressed and we were backstage at fashion shows where I'm sure everybody was in a great mood, but I never really saw a nasty side. And I would do all these events with them throughout the year. They were always so kind and they were like, you can interview me no matter where, but they were always like, bring your lighting person over here, which I loved.
They know they're lighting those girls. Oh my God. They walk in and they sit down, they look at what's happening. They go, oh no, 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 no. That lighting has to be more in front. You can't shoot me from the side. Yes. I learned so much about lighting with all of these girls because they would point it out and you'd really see a difference too when the lighting was done better on their face. Because you can't just put up a light and you know on the right-hand side and aim it down the model. If she's bony like me, I'd look like an old hag. When the older you get and the more bony you get, the more you need more surround light to fill. So, you know, yes. I've learned so much about lighting. So I get very picky with lighting.
Anything else just before we get into sort of this sort of new line of yours that you could give us some tips on that? So forward facing, you know, for those of us who might not be in our 20s anymore, forward facing, surround, what other tips do you have?
Well, I also don't like it going too high because if the lighting's too high, you accent this and you'll see all of a sudden you've got this happening. You've got your bags happening. And so you want the light basically straight on and slightly around to fill out, because I usually just have one light and I end up just having three lights. And so it fills out the side so I don't look so bony and concave. And what's really interesting in photography, and this is what these people don't realize, is we never really contoured the girls like that you see on Instagram all the time. Because contouring to me is lighting and bone structure of the model. So when she turned and went like that, it automatically, the light would catch that angle and make it just Amazing. The only time we had the contour is if we had really abnormally strong lighting where you had to fill in all of the angles more because the lighting was so strong. Right. But there's so many little tricks too. And you know, when you do TV and that, you always add a little bit more peach into the foundation, because what happened, how you see people in the really like clay pot looking, they've gone a little overboard. Right. So I always say backtrack that a bit just to get a little bit peach in there. And what happens, it just stops it look going gray from the LED lights.
Is that because, you know, somebody was talking about this the other day, and I know that you have worked not only now professionally, but you work with a lot of us real women as well. Lighting temperatures, and especially when we're choosing our makeup colors, it can be tricky because daylight is at a certain, what we call Kelvin temperature, and the lighting in your house, right? So the lighting in my house is much warmer. And yeah. Photography lights are generally very like on the bluer side.
Right now I hate photography lights, what's happening, because everything's been changed into LED. Yeah. Now what I've noticed, and I'm older, so what I've noticed on myself is when I have one of these lights up, it doesn't make my skin look nicer. What it's doing, it's showing every single dark little like age spot, whatever you want to call it, sun damage, you know, freckles to get the nice version. It's not flattering.
Yeah.
And this is why when I do a shoot, like at my home here, I try to get natural light from the window, and then that softens it a bit, but everything is LED now. It is not doing your skin a favor. They put the filters on now to just make it all nice, but you've lost the context of your skin and the life and the synergy of your skin with the light looking more natural. So I'm always trying to go for that. Somehow it just gets lost with these new kind of lighting. I guess if you get really, really good lighting that they have in a lot of the big studios, and the older photographers really know their light. And yeah, there's a lot of old camera equipment and lighting equipment, I should say, that you can buy that still uses the older light bulbs in there, whatever it is that's in there, moving away a little bit from the LED. But even if you add they say, well, just get the LED and just warm it up, it still doesn't look the same. Because I can see, it looks like you've gone under those lights to show sun damage, you know, where it goes really dark.
Yeah.
That's what these lights are doing. And these lights are supposed to be making us look prettier, but they're actually not.
They're not.
They're just putting the filters on to filter it all out. But the lighting itself, it's very hard to work with lighting nowadays.
So, I mean, listen, I'm in an apartment in New York. I don't know if you can see, my only source of light is back there. So it's unfortunate for me. I have to have ring lights.
But it looks nice. It's not too harsh on you, and you're not blown out. So it looks nice.
Well, when they put them in, I was like, I need to be able to adjust the color temperature. But, you know, as a take home tip, and I think something that maybe you could help, like, is it still true that when you're trying things on like foundation, you should go to a window, because that's going to be the truest color?
You know, when I used to do photo shoots, I would always do them makeup in natural light, because if you can make it look perfect in natural light, you can put her in any light after that and it's going to look amazing. But natural light, everything shows, you can see what you're doing. You can see the eyelashes all separated, and you don't want to go in a room where there's all this beautiful lighting, because you're going to do mistakes when you work. You want really good, crisp, clear, natural light.
Natural lighting, because like you said,
and if I didn't have it, I would freak out actually a lot of times. I'd go, oh my God.
I love this. I feel like I could talk to you.
For foundation, you have to have that exact kind of.
Like for hours and hours about this. And you know, I do want to talk about your new skincare line, because, you know, it makes sense, right? To me, it makes sense. But why don't you tell us, why did you decide, you have these incredible color and beauty products that are so loved. What made you decide, you know what, I want to go into skincare?
Oh God. When I started, I actually wanted to start with skincare, but I saw the market was too saturated. I go, why do I want to do skincare? I'm a color makeup artist. So I did the color, and it came easier to me than the skincare. The skincare was a bit of a rough go, only because I've never really used skincare. And that's the exact reaction I used to get. And everybody go, what are you using for your skin? I go to Japan and they'd say, what do you use for your skin? And I always tell the truth. I've used coconut oil my whole life. When I was a kid, I used water and a face cloth. If I at 14 years old, my mom let me wear eyeliner because eyeliner was very trendy then. It was the 70s, and I was like 14. And yes, I'm old. And I would take the olive oil, or I mean, I'd get the olive oil from the kitchen and take my eyeliner off with that. But other than that, I've never done anything on my skin except for the coconut oil and that, and the water and the face cloth. Because the coconut oil, when I became a raw foodist when I was very young, I learned a lot about what is done to oils and that. So that's why I chose coconut oil, because it's antifungal and antibacterial because of the lauric and the caprylic acid.
So,
and lauric and caprylic acid are the highest levels in the world in breast milk. No, that's okay.
So
what I did is everybody would ask me.
And it's coconut oil is the secret these year round. You don't have like a cabinet.
You look
full
like
of stuff.
Wow. No, I've never used anything. Oh my God. My mom probably used soap when I was a kid. I used a face cloth, and then I started using olive oil. And then when I got older in my 20s and I started doing a lot of research on raw food and how to eat really healthy, I picked out coconut oil because of its antifungal, antibacterial properties and how good it was for the skin. And so when I was telling people, when I first started the brand, I used coconut oil, oh my God, people like went nuts on me. They said it clogs your pore. And I said, yes, 100% it does. And then people would say, well, why are you using it? And I said, because I don't use that kind. You know, the industry gets in there and they hydrogenate things and they fractionate things and they ruin the lauric and the caprylic acid. And you don't have the healing properties there. Plus, are you using a really like kind of an antiquated form of getting the coconut meat from the coconut, and that can cause fermentation, oxidization. So of course, that's like putting sugar on your, it oxidizes and ferments, and it's like putting sugar or drinking, you know, candida in your intestinal tract. So I don't use that kind of coconut oil. I use cold centrifuged, which is a spin system. And that spin system gets all the liquid out so it can't oxidize and ferment because it's done immediately. And it also doesn't heat up the coconut meat to get the oil. And it is the purest, it's like basically pharmaceutical grade coconut oil. And that is what you want to use. But most brands would never put that in their products because for one thing, it's too expensive, too time consuming to process it or to harvest and process and all that. But that's what I've been using for years and years and years.
So I noticed, and forgive me, that really in your skincare line, one of the sort of, I will say, star ingredients or the ingredients you call it is kakadu. Am I saying it right? What is that? I'd never even heard of kakadu.
It's actually kakadu.
Kakadu.
Kakadu, yeah. And it's native to Australia. And I always wanted it, my beauty oil, when I first started my beauty oil, that was the oil I wanted in there, but it wasn't available in large quantities. We can send you, like maybe 10 liters. I said, we need way more than that. And we're able to get it now full on. So I have changed my original beauty oil. And we have the new one now, and it's based all on the whole series is based on the kakadu. And the reason I picked it is because there's the highest levels of natural vitamin C. It makes rose hip look like kids play.
I mean, this is so beautiful. So is the kakadu, it comes from a plant? And if I'm correct, you're saying that you kind of went from coconut oil to kakadu?
What I did, I still use the coconut oil is what I use for cleaning my face. I'm just going to jump ahead in the future here. When we were working on this series of skincare, we're working on a coconut remover.
Okay.
And a coconut oil based remover, but it's not ready. And so the coconut makeup remover one and the cleanser is phenomenal. It's just not quite ready. So that's coming also. But there's no coconut oil in these products.
Got it. So this is the kakadu, high levels of vitamin C, so super potent antioxidant. I got to say, it smells and it feels lovely. And I feel like, what is it about the oils that you love? I do know you also have a beautiful cream for people who prefer that, but I don't know. I feel like as I'm aging, the oils to me have become way more exciting. What is it about oils that you feel like really does well when it comes to our skin?
Okay. First of all, let's talk about the industry a bit. Back in the day, do you think that they wanted to put jojoba oil, which is closest to human skin? Everything has jojoba oil in it too, just so you know. And it's closest to human skin. Do you think these big, huge companies want to buy jojoba oil and put down a product? They were the ones that started, it should be oil free. Water is free. Of course they want water as the base. But then when you add water into the oils, then you have to add the emulsifiers. Oil and water don't join together. So you have to add the emulsifiers in, which we know are not the healthiest thing for the skin at all. Right. So, I wanted to do an oil with the Kakadu for the high levels, naturally high levels of vitamin C. Now, here's another thing people don't know. When you're getting products and you see the ascorbic acid for the vitamin C in that, that's all GMO. That's genetically modified. It's all from GMO sugar beets. Right. So people, and of course it's unstable because you always hear stability problems with vitamin oils C. Yeah. With vitamin C, but I wanted to go with everything rather than its chemical form or its GMO version or its pharmaceutical version or its synthetic version. I wanted to go with natural ingredients and get the naturally high levels of vitamin C, the natural high levels of antioxidants and healing properties that are natural to every single herb, butter, oil on the planet. And this is why the perfection that I seek in doing my products, it's equivalent to eating like really good organic food rather than, processed hamburger and French fries. It's just, to me, it's 101 common sense, but that's just my opinion. But what else is unique about this too, is I have a whole, I'm sorry, honey.
No, but I mean, you're like, we look at your skin and you're practicing what you preach. I also just want to point out, I put this on one hand here. I think a lot of people get afraid sometimes with oils that it's going to be greasy. It is not at all. It is beautiful. My hand feels soft and hydrated. And you can see here, you're seeing a little glow, but it's not greasy at all.
No, it absorbs into the skin. Now, what's really interesting too is people do get greasy from oils. If a company is putting in really cheap quality oils and not harvested and processed properly, you got a crappy ingredient.
Yeah.
Like, let's face it, looks like with food. Think about food. We can grow a nice potato and bake it and eat it like that, or we can, fry it in hydrogenated oils, seed oils like soy and all that crap.
Right.
And then we wonder why. It's obvious that you want to get the best ingredients possible. And I'm like that with my skincare. Not only is this a beautiful, moisturizing, hydrating product, but it's really, really nice because of the fact that it also has adaptogenic herbs in here. And adaptogens actually help to balance the skin. And I'm not using chamomile and lavender herbology 101. I'm using, adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, turmeric, sarsaparilla, marigold, horsetail, olive leaf, licorice, St. John's. There's one more missing. There's 9 altogether. Master number 9. And they're all amazing for the skin. They help with rosacea, eczema, psoriasis. Not only that, I'm not a big essential oil fan, steam distilled essential oil fan, because they do irritate sensitive, irritated skin.
Yes, I know. Exactly. I know there's a lot of products with lavender in them. And I'm like, I can tolerate them, but I'm actually like, lavender's not really, it smells great. It's great for the soul. Not so great,
it's not
for,
the greatest thing for, the skin,
for sensitive skin.
There is a slight little scent that we put in this because sometimes people were complaining about the old one that was very earthy and grounding, and they just could not, relate to the scent. People either loved it or they hated it, and I'm being honest. And so we popped a little bit of our own fragrance in here. It's non-synthetic. It is with essential oils, but it's very little. It's like 0.03 or something. It's the minutest little amount of a scent. And it's very almost like a little tropical, like you're standing under a waterfall kind of smell.
I feel
it's
like
very
it's
clean,
so,
and it's super subtle.
Like so spa-like. It really is such a beautiful and I love that you're showing that we can put this all over. When is this meant to be used, right? So Because I know sometimes like, would we use an oil before we put on makeup? Or is this more of your nighttime moisturizing routine or days without makeup?
Well, I'm an oil addict. I've been using oil on my skin, you know, for 10 million years,
right?
for a long time. So I love oils, and I always put it over damp skin so I can use it in the morning. What I'll do is I'll take my spray with the mineralized seawater in here and add that onto my skin. And then I will put the moisturizer, the Kakadu Luxe Cream, and then I'll put the oil on top. And again, less is more. I see people, you know, putting cream on and they're just like digging it in there and they're putting it all over their face and they wonder why it's all like, it's too much. The skin can only absorb so much. And I always say less is more. It will last you. It's a beautiful texture, isn't it?
It is so gorgeous. And I have to say that spray mist, you have the pump. It is like the finest, most lovely amount of spray. And then yes, the texture of this, but it's funny. I had a dab on my finger. I don't know if people could see that, but it covered my whole hand, right? Which is not, so you don't need to be scooping a lot of this in there. And it does dry with a beautiful like velvet. So friendly, phenomenal. Makeup friendly, you would say. Cause I know sometimes people are like, oh, I only use oils at night because then if I put on my makeup, it's not going to stay on as well.
Yeah, that's because they're all using the wrong kind of oils, you know?
Yeah.
There's oils that go rancid really fast too. You want to avoid those. You want oils that have a long shelf life so you don't have to worry about the antioxidant loss in them and the rancidity smell when they smell kind of weird. But that, again, in the industry, what they'll do is they'll add essential oils on top of that so you can't smell the products already bad.
You know, I feel
so
like
there's a lot of tricky things people do.
Such a good, you know, I always try to make these very educational for people. And I think that you're bringing up such an important point, which is so many people will try one oil, it doesn't work. And they're like, that's it. I can't use oil. But
yeah, you write it off.
I think that you're kind of reminding people is just like if you tried one fashion clothes or if you tried one house cleaning thing and that didn't work. It really depends on the ingredients that are going into that, the quality. Right. So you can't try one pair of jeans and say, this didn't work for me. I'm never wearing jeans. It has to be that right quality jean for you. And so thank you for pointing that out for people who might be like, I don't know. I'm not sure about oils. I do want to show here. There's zero grease. Right. So I think a lot of people will sometimes be like, oh, then I don't want to get it all over my pillows. You're not going to have that with this product. It's beautiful. It absorbs beautifully into the skin.
It hydrates. It's just got the best ingredients imaginable in there. And there's also in the spray is an ingredient called Glowplex, and it's a natural peptide. And also with the niacinamide, the green pea extract and the quinoa extract, and it gives a beautiful feel to the skin. But what I like about this, what's so special, you shake it. This is going like back in the olden days. I remember when I was a kid, Erno Laszlo was the brand at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't use emulsifiers. So you would have the, you know, you'd look at it and go, oh my God, there's like yellow on the top and it's clear on the bottom because they didn't put the emulsifiers in to join oil and water. And nature doesn't join oil and water. So we shouldn't even be doing that in our products anyway, in all reality. So you just give it a shake. And it's got that mineralized seawater. And if you think about what people are the most deficient in is magnesium and minerals in their body. And this is loaded with all that. It's going into the skin. It's nourishing the skin. The skin looks amazing. Plus it's got those oils with the water that's making a beautiful synergistic love affair with your face. But this is a winner. And I have a feeling this is going to fly off the shelves.
You lost me. So this has magnesium in it.
Yeah, all the sea minerals, all of that has got magnesium and all of the healthy minerals that we need for our body. And I said, most of us aren't eating it. We're not getting it through our food anymore. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to put it in through the skin.
It's so great. I have a magnesium spray that I've been using, a body spray at night that I'm so all over because magnesium, so many of us have trouble sleeping, you know, and especially as we start to, I'm going through that change in life that's coming and the sleep has not been great. So I'm like spraying them, but taking the pills, I didn't notice a big difference, but when I used the spray, so this is like my new absolute nighttime all day fave. is what you're
yeah,
telling
me. This is a winner. You know, the combo of all three, like where it is you like. But I always tell people I would go with a spray first because of the mineralized seawater in here. And so, it's just giving that nourishment you need.
You mentioned before that you like to apply the oil with damp skin. What is the order, just again, that you would use the three products? You get out of the shower, you wash your face in the morning, your skin is still damp. Then what do?
I like to spray on this next.
So start with the spray.
The serum. Yeah, and it's got all the adaptogenic herbs in here also, just like the other ones. All of them have it, yeah. And then I will put on the, wrong container. And then I'll put on a little bit of this, the Kakadu Luxe Cream. I'll put a little bit on top. But again, minimal, you guys. This will last you for a long time. Don't treat this product like it's not concentrated. This product is concentrated. We don't put fillers and all this crap in there. There's no clays, there's no talc, there's no alcohols in here. We avoid all that stuff. You are getting a 100% concentrated product just with the best things for your skin, and including simple things like the Luxe Cream has shea butter in. Shea butter is one of the best moisturizers.
Yeah.
You know, and shea butter's in here, but again, a really good quality.
Now, so wait, do you finish with the oil? You do the spray, the cream, then the oil?
That's how I like it for myself. That's my version, but I'm also older skin. So I like that extra little layer of, here, I'm gonna show you what I do. I'm gonna do another spray because I love it. I could just spray this forever on my face. And then I'll add on this.
God, your skin is so beautiful. I mean, it really is. And I think
I'm not using anything. And the only reason I made this is because everybody was asking me what I do on my face. And I thought, oh my God, you know, years ago, I did start making the beauty oil where I started, you know, getting these kind of ingredients that were conducive to what my philosophy was. So that's the Luxe Cream. And then I'll add a little bit of the oil.
I love it to give you that.
And
like
again,
nice.
I need 2-3 drops. It's concentrated.
And, you know, I want to point out, if you're not watching and you're just listening, one of the things that I love that Rosemarie is doing right now is she's also putting it down her neck and chest. Like, your skin doesn't end here with your face products. I always say give, and that goes for SPF too. My beauty's out there.
Yeah,
SPF
always love to just, I get you, because you know what I used to do too with the models is when I would put the moisturizer on their face, I just automatically would go right down there. Or what I used to do when I started using my own products on them, I would, you know, do their faces and down a little bit on their chest. And, you know, I'd always still have extra and I didn't want to just wipe it on my pants. So I would just go like this on myself. So yeah. I was always putting stuff down here and it kind of paid off. For $69. This is not bad.
Honey, you look amazing. Amazing. Again, thank you. Yeah.
I'm not using all that chemical stuff. I eat healthy. You know, I drink really good water. I have a complete water system in my house, you know, because you don't want to, the water is nasty. So you want to make sure you have clean water that you're putting on your skin too. And
what's the water system that you use? Just curious.
It's somebody has designed a whole water system for me that makes it basically pharmaceutical grade. It's really pure. And then it's remineralized. And it's not a system that you can go out and buy. You could get
it
from these people, but be warned, it's very pricey to clean the world up, you know?
It sure is.
It should be.
I'm coming over. I'm going to bring some jugs over. I'll be right over.
But if you think about it, all of this should be natural to us.
I know.
This is how the world was at the beginning. There was clean water. There was clean air. And, you know, I'm doing clean products with really good herbs and oils in their best, you know, growing system that they could ever be in. And that's what the brand's about. Clean, easy, user-friendly. No complications.
I think it's so important. Like, we're seeing the shift now. And I love that brands like yourself and then other brands are starting to really own up and clean their products up a little bit.
Yes.
Because we just didn't know. You know, Rosemarie, your makeup is beyond. We talked about it on the last podcast. If you didn't see that, make sure to tune into that. Now you've got this incredible skincare. You did kind of share with us that you're working on maybe a coconut oil cleanser, but is there anything else that you feel like you would expand? Are there any other wish list products for you
that we're expanding to?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're not stopping, man. We're going nuts, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a, the best word to say, but we're coming out with the body oil. But this is just a sample, so I can't show you really what that's looking like. But it's basically all these major ingredients. This will have coconut oil in it, the body one, for sure. We're also coming out with a... I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. We'll find out later. But this is a 50 SPF tinted moisturizer foundation kind of thing. And there's a bunch more, but we just came up with a whole bunch of stuff. The bronzers, and we came up with powder that has a beautiful luminosity to it. It's just really gorgeous on the skin. And yeah, we just keep making things.
So many exciting things. And I have to tell you, you know, I said you've been one of the most popular on YouTube guest I've ever had. And it's clear why. It's such a joy to have you here. I appreciate your time today. These products are beautiful. If people are interested in purchasing them, where's the best place for them to go?
Just go on to www.rmsbeauty.com. I think I said that right, but just go on to our website. It's all on there.
Amazing. Yeah. We will stay tuned for all the new exciting stuff that will be coming out. And if you haven't gotten to try this, I mean, look, my hands are so gorgeous. I wish I had a piece of white paper here. My bad, because a lot of the times they'll show that if you're touching something like your keyboard, it's not greasy. Your hands feel soft and delicious. Beautiful. And truly, lightly scented, but the scent is pretty much dissipated.
Yeah, it dissipates. Really fast.
It does. And if anybody at home has questions, you want me to pass along to Rosemary's or her team, I'm always happy to do so. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. Rosemary, I just love you. I really do. Thank you so
you do,
much for being on today.
Sweetheart, I love it too. Thank you. And I love you too.
Appreciate
it. Great.
And everybody, we will see you next Tuesday with a very special announcement. So make sure to tune in. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.